This morning I'm coming to you from Psalms Division 1, verse 1, and talking about making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And it read as follows: Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Noise is a Hebrew word and is pronounced as ruah, and it means to split the ears with sound, that is, shout for alarm or with joy. And in this instance, we want to shout with joy. We want to make that loud noise. It's a cry aloud, a shout out. Shout with joy this morning. And this is what we want to do. We want to praise the Lord. We want to praise Him with a loud noise. We want to open our mouth up and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And it say, all ye land. In other words, this is for everyone, everybody, all people, all nationalities, in regardless of age, everybody should praise the Lord. It's universal. Psalm 67 and 7 says, let all the people praise the Lord. So we all ought to praise God. We can praise Him when we come together. We can praise Him when we are all alone. But let us learn to praise the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Psalms 95 and 1 say, oh, come, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. He's our freedom, our liberty, our salvation. And when we speak of rock, it speaks of God and Jesus. As a rock, God is the creator, he's his people's strength, and he is our salvation. But you more praise, when we speak of praise, it means giving glory, acknowledging greatness, a specific action, or giving honor. And today we know, we acknowledge, we know that God is great this morning. We know that He is the only potentate this morning. He has all power in His hand. There is no other power like the power of God. So let us praise Him for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He's going to do this morning. But you know, praise, it means to bring beauty to God. God loves, He inhabits the praise of His people. You know, Christ is the rock from whom the spirit of life flows. We are to praise, we are to worship God, we are to praise Him with our whole being this morning. Let us learn to praise the Lord. We are to praise more. He is worthy of all honor and glory. Praise Him for what He has done. You know, He has made a way out of no way. So many times I've heard people say, He brought me out when I didn't see any way out. Why? Because He's worthy today. He's that mighty God. He's that everlasting Father this morning. He's wonderful. He's counselor. And we ought to praise Him this morning. Praise Him for what He's doing. Praise Him for what He's going to do. Psalms 103 and 1 say, and verse 1, it say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. You know, when I begin to think, bless, how can I bless the Lord? The Bible tells me the cattle on the thousand hills belongs to Him. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to Him. So I can't bless Him with material things. But I can bless Him with praise this morning. I can praise Him with my whole being. I can praise Him with all I got this morning. Why? Because He's worthy to be praised. Bless His holy name. Oh, we're going to bless Him this morning. I thank God for how worthy He is to be praised. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, forgetting all, not all, of His benefits. In other words, we're going to praise God this morning with our soul, with our whole being this morning. And we will not forget, we will always remember all of His benefits. You know, in verses 3 through 22, some of the benefits are the forgiveness of sin, the healing of diseases, redemption from destruction, his grace and his mercy, his patience. He's a long-suffering God. He put up with us time after time after time. And in all of our messing up, he still love us. And he still forgive us. Anytime we come and say, God, forgive us, he erased the slate and he makes it clean. He's worthy to be praised this morning. But you know, Psalms 22 and 3 say, "All thou that inhabit the praise of Israel." In other words, God inhabit the praise of Israel. God inhabit the praise of his people. Who are his people? The born again believers this morning. And when we praise him, he inhabit our praise. You know, Nelson Bible Dictionary say, inhabit means to give or to sit down, to dwell or to remain. In other words, when we praise God, I mean we really praise him from the very depths of our soul, he comes in and he sits right smack in the midst of his people. And like I said, we can praise him if we are in a congregation. We can praise him when we're alone. But wherever and who, however we'll praise him, if we're praising him wholeheartedly, he's going to come in and he's going to be right in our midst. You know, the psalmist said, "Oh, bless the Lord." In other words, we cannot bless him with materialistic thing, as I said before, because the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to him. Bless him in praise and worship. Our adoration and our praise pleases him. And when we talk about adoration, it means to love God deeply. Love him with our whole being this morning. To venerate. And that is to give him the highest respect and the highest reverence. We want to praise God this morning. It is so necessary. It is so vital that we praise the Lord this morning. But how do we praise God? We praise him in singing. We praise him in instruments, and we praise him in a dance. Sometimes I get in my study, and I begin to praise God. I begin to sing, and I begin to dance. I don't have to have a crowd. I don't even have to have music to praise him. I praise him for what he has done for me. I know what God has done for me. God has healed me time after time after time, and he did. He brought me out when I didn't see any way out. And he was always and is always there for me. So sacrifice a praise this morning. Praise him when you don't feel like it. Praise him this morning. But you know the power of praise. When we praise God, it's our weapon. It is a weapon to defeat the enemy. It's an instrument of violence. It is a way to put the enemy on the defense in spiritual situation. God will fight for us when we praise him. All we have to do is praise him. He never told us to fight our battles. We praise him. But you know, the more you praise him, the more you realize it's more than a form of prayer. It destroys the climate where suffering and sickness is. Praise nullifies the effects of turmoil and doubt. In other words, when we're going through tests, we're going through storm after storm after storm. It might be sickness, it might be our children, whatever we're going through. When we learn to praise God, he step in, and when he step in, he knows what we're going through this morning. So all we have to do is praise him. And when we praise him, God is going to fight our battle, regardless of whether it's sickness, whether it's financial, whether it's husband, wife, whatever it is, God is going to fight our battle. You know, no matter how powerful the enemy may seem, God will win the victory for us every time. Why? Because as I said before, he's the only potentate. He's the only wise God this morning. There's no other God besides him. The Bible tells me he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent. He's an all-powerful God. He got all power in his hand. And he's omniscient. He's an all-knowing God. He knows everything. He knows what's going to happen in our life before it ever takes place. And that's why we should praise him. You know, I begin to think about 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 15. Remember when Jehoshaphat found out that these three armies had come together and they had joined forces and they were coming against him. And Jehoshaphat got scared. But the priest came and told Jehoshaphat, he said, "Be not afraid or be dismayed. By reason of the great multitude," talking about these armies that had joined forces, "for the battle is not yours, but it belongs to God." And that's why we praise him today. For the battle does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. You know, Moses told the children of Israel, he said, "Stand still and see the deliverance of the, see the salvation of the Lord." In other words, stand still and see God deliver you today. And that's why we praise him, because no matter what we're going through, no matter how bad the situation may seem, if we praise him, we're coming out and we'll be like the three Hebrew boys. When we come out, we won't smell like smoke and our clothes will not be scorched. Oh, but praise him today, for he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. It's not just positive thinking this morning. We should not praise God for the purpose of getting a reward. In other words, I'm going to praise him because I need him to pay my utility bill. I'm going to praise him because I got problems in my marriage. I'm going to praise him because my son, my daughter is on drugs. I'm going to praise him because I need my rent paid. Nah, baby, we don't praise him for those reasons. We praise him for he's worthy. Hallelujah. We praise him for he's worthy this morning. You know, it's not a way of bargaining with God. We can't bargain with God. All we're required to do is praise him this morning. Praise God this morning. We should praise him honestly. He knows every situation. He knows the circumstances. And you know what? He even knows the outcome. So while we're worrying and trying to praise God for trying to get a reward, we don't have to. All we have to do is praise him this morning. Praise him wholeheartedly. Come to him honestly and praise him this morning. We should praise him because we know him, for he is Lord, the only true and living God. He's perfect, he's self-sufficient, and he is self-existent. Praise him this morning. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And remember the scripture said when we praise him, he come in and he inhabit our praise. He come in and he sit right in the smack dab in the middle of our praises this morning. Praise God. Don't praise him because you need a reward. Don't praise him because you need something done, but praise him because you love him. Praise him because you have the highest respect. You have the highest reverence for him this morning. You know, I praise him this morning. I go through problems. I have problems. But I've learned that when you praise him, when you praise him, you forget about all the problems. And that what messes the devil up. Because if you don't praise him, he's going to keep you worried about the situation. He's going to keep you thinking about what's going on. And then he's going to magnify that problem and make it look a whole lot worse than what it is. But when you praise him, it takes your mind off all you're going through. So praise him this morning, for he's worthy and he loves you. Be blessed.
Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair.
Any car, anytime. Foreign or domestic.
Mercedes-Benz.
Lexus.
BMW.
Jaguar.
Audi.
Acura.
Volvo. And many others.
Conveniently located at 3119 Masonic Drive, Suite C in Alexandria. All work is guaranteed and warranted for up to 30 days. For all of your maintenance needs on foreign or domestic automobiles, it's WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair. You can reach Willie or Lisa Brown at 318-416-2158 or 318-451-2305.
We've been repairing cars for over 15 years.
Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and by appointment only on Saturday. WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair, 3119 Masonic Drive, across from the zoo in Alexandria. Another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Greetings, Radio Land. This is Melvin Case with Books and More, New and New to You, at 101 North Devil Street, Winfield, Louisiana. We're inviting you, if you're riding through Winfield, our phone number to reach us is 318-583-2304. We are open on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and some Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have unique home items that are new to you. We carry women's clothes and men's clothing. We have jewelry, and lots of people have a problem with vision, so we have giant print Bibles. If you need a special gift, and we know that you'll not leave without purchasing something. And so God is good. We are here for you to serve you. Thank you. Owner Marilyn and Ray Case Jr.
Books and More, New and New to You in Winfield is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
T. Riley presents
the KAYT
KQJO House Party
with guest DJ
Mr. Bow Bow Bow
and DJ Speedy T.
Now go ahead and move the furniture around.
And everybody to come tap in.
Gina,
Alexandria,
Monroe,
Lake Charles,
St. Joseph,
West Monroe,
and Nett.
It's the House Party
presented by T. Riley
on KAYT
KQJO.
Let's go.
Saturdays at 5 p.m. Bow.
The four books that author Clarence Hunter has published fills in the blanks the history books have left out, especially certain areas of Central Louisiana and the city of Alexandria. For example, what was everyday life really like on the other side of the tracks? What about the schools and the teachers? What about the churches and the preachers? And what about the family-owned stores and the neighborhood juke joints? Let Clarence answer these questions for you. Written in his signature autobiographical fiction style, these books will make you laugh and cry, and most of all, they'll make you think. These books also provide interesting reading for students in middle school, high school, and college that will broaden their educational endeavors. Sonya Life, Go Tell John, Rest in the Dust, and Stop, Rest, and Read can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. You can friend Clarence on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. His website is www.clarencehunter.com. His email address, clarence_hunter@msn.com. The phone is 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Oh, yeah, God is so good. He's a good God. Bonita Jones on the radio. Good morning and welcome. It's the Hamp Camp that you are listening to on KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation in the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Let's give you one last look at today's Bible Jeopardy clue from the category
Old Testament 2, 1 Samuel to Malachi.
All right, now, what symbol did Samuel use to show that Saul was to be God's chosen king over his people Israel? Was it that he ordered a feast to be set down before him? Was it that he put a ring on his finger and a robe on his back? Was it that he prayed over him and offered a sacrifice? Or was it he poured oil on his head and kissed him? 1 Samuel 10 and 1 has the answer. Put what is in front of your response and then give me a call. I'm at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. The music continues. Here's Tasha Page Lockhart. This is Why Not Me. And you, my friend, are in the Ham Camp on a Thursday morning.
But when I look in the mirror, I see a girl, beautifully broken, perfectly flawed. I don't even know how I made it this far. And I'm asking myself questions like, why did I do it? Why did this happen to me? Then I said, you can get through it. You just have to believe what I do now. Gotta make it all count. So why not me? I'm the perfect person to go through this storm. It won't break me, it won't kill me, I'll move on. And then I'll come out even better than before. And I'll never see this place anymore. Cause my faith is getting stronger every day. I'm removing everything that's in my way. And the fact that I survived another day makes me say, why not me? To go through the storm, it won't break me, it won't kill me. I'll move on, then I'll come out even better.